USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. It's a grim search in parts of Louisiana for possible victims of tornadoes that have ravaged at least three parishes.
You know, last night they were still looking to identify where people were. They're still going through the neighborhoods and going through the rubble.
Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser tells CNN there have been at least three deaths this week because of twisters. That big USA storm hitting New York State today. Forecasters predict as much as a foot of snow in the middle of the Empire State. New York City and Long Island could get as much as 2 inches of rain. And just as that storm that's battered the country all week begins to move out, brace yourself for another. This new Arctic outbreak's forming in Siberia. It'll hit western Canada early next week, then dive into the USA heartland. A bit of a retreat in how much we spent last month.
The Commerce Department said today that retail sales dropped 0.6% last month. Data for October was unrevised to show sales accelerated 1.3%. Economists polled by Reuters had forecast sales dipping 0.1%.
That's correspondent Cooper Banks. On a slightly brighter note, the Labor Department says about 20,000 fewer of us filed claims for unemployment insurance last week compared to the previous week. At least one Republican senator is holding firm in his desire to pass a full-year spending bill in this Congress. It's Alabama's Richard Shelby.
We all know it's the best thing to do is fund the government when you're here, whether you're retiring or whether you've got five more years. The problem remains the same.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy's blasting Shelby for not delaying the omnibus bill until the new Congress, with a GOP majority in the House, begins next month. Russia is warning the U.S. against sending Patriot missile batteries to Ukraine. A statement from the embassy says that could lead to unpredictable consequences. This is USA News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Remember those free COVID tests you got from Uncle Sam? You might be seeing more of them in the mailbox soon. The White House is relaunching the free home testing kit distribution. You can ask for 4 free kits. The program's back up to respond to the expected winter surge of COVID cases. Tennis great Boris Becker is out of a British prison after serving 8 months of a 2.5-year sentence. Becker was convicted of what the judge called playing the system with bad faith in connection with his 2017 bankruptcy. The 6-time Grand Slam champ concealed and transferred about $2.5 million in assets to hide them from his creditors. After his release, Becker was deported to Germany. A long-ago famous murder case could be back in court.
Scott Peterson might be granted a new trial right around the 20th anniversary of his pregnant wife's death. Prosecutors say he dumped her body into the San Francisco Bay on Christmas Eve 2002. Now a judge will soon decide if he will get a new trial after the discovery of a possible biased juror. After a status hearing Wednesday, the judge indicated she would decide by the end of December. I'm Tim Berg.
The stars of the reality series Chrisley Knows Best will report to separate Florida prisons by mid-January. Todd and Julie Chrisley were convicted in June of conspiracy to defraud banks out of more than $30 million. They were also found guilty on a number of tax crimes, including attempting to defraud the IRS. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.